60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, is it just me or am I detecting a strong hint of sensual energy floating in the air today?
What? I think it's just you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that is definitely you, man.
I mean more than usual, you know, because it's always pretty sensual in here.
Is it really? Okay, is that... explains why you always have those candles lit. I don't...
Yeah, but I think I know what the reason is today, because Gwyneth Paltrow, for years, she's been selling ridiculous products on her website, Goop.
Yeah.
And she just opened up a new store in L.A. called Goop Lab.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which
God.
Sounds like a place you don't want to be.
No.
And one of her top-selling products in the store is something called Sex Dust.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think she sold that online before, too.
Sex
Yeah,
dust?
Yeah. She has some really weird ways to improve your sex life, I'm just going to say.
Now you can get it in stores. It comes in a jar, and the description on it describes the contents as, quote, a lusty edible formula designed to ignite and excite sexy energy in and out of the bedroom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's either just a scam or it's ecstasy.
One spoonful of sex dust is said to boost your libido tenfold and turn you into a walking ball of passion, they say.
Wait,
oh,
so
wow.
Do you eat it or do you put it on your body?
No, you eat it.
You eat it?
It's,
oh.
Right, it's edible. But here's the thing with Gwyneth Paltrow. When I think of sexy and, like, great sex lives, she's not the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, she no. don't look like
no.
a freak at all.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
She's like a, like, the same time every week after you watched your TV show before bed.
And make
every
sure
every Wednesday night, shirt on. Socks on.
And she sets a timer.
Shirt on, socks on.
Yeah.
That's what I picture her.
And then scrub yourself down in the shower afterwards.
Yeah. The cost of a jar of sex dust, $39.
Whoa,
oh my gosh. Hey,
pricey.
I'll sell you guys sex dust for $20. It may be a bag of powdered sugar, but it'll be great.
Yeah, and they also have something called psychic vampire repellent.
What? Wait a minute.
Hey. Because the psychic vampires are the ones you need to watch out for.
Yeah, there were some
exactly.
non-psychic ones.
They know what you're going to do next.
So text in at 78592, how many scoops of sex dust should I put in my coffee this morning and make the show really interesting? All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they don't get it right, or if they get it right, sorry. Young Jeffrey gets shocked because he asked a terrible question. If they don't get it right, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh.
How is this happening? I got myself again.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that's you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Brooke's got the shock caller while she's putting that on. Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
Did you know there is one very famous song that in 1999 was officially named the most played song on American radio during the entire 20th century? In total, it played 8 million times on radio stations across the country. Take that, Despacito. It was originally a hit in the 1960s, but it reappeared back on the charts 2 decades later when the song was used in a very popular movie. And to this day, it's still a classic hit. Name the song that was the most played tune in American radio during the 20th century.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
From a movie?
Yeah, 1999, and they didn't re-record it, huh?
Wow,
it's like the same song from the 60s, and in 1999, they were playing one song that was from the 60s, and they're playing it currently in 1999.
What was
huge
in the 90s?
Right?
Like, no, you guys are not listening.
Oh.
The song was huge in the 90s.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, the song was from the 60s.
It's from the 60s, and it reappeared 2 decades later in a movie. That would be the 80s.
Oh.
What'd 60s, 2 decades, that's the 80s.
And then they played it again in 99?
No, that just... In 1999 is the end of the 20th century, so they named it the most played song of the century.
Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank
and
you
what
so
happened
much.
In 1975? Why'd you bring that up, Jeff?
Oh, God.
In the 70s now.
Okay. Okay. Okay, my first thought. Let me tell you what my first thought is. Wipeout.
Oh.
It was huge again in the 80s.
And the Sandlot, right? They played it...
They played in that? I feel like they played it in another movie, too. Sandlot
was later.
That's
what I remember from it. Yeah, that was the same one. Or, I'm thinking of Tequila. Sorry.
No, yeah.
Tequila.
Tequila's not a bad idea either.
That's what I was thinking.
Tequila.
Wow.
And remember, Wipeout's just the, like, it's all instrumental.
Wipeout.
Yeah, and then it's just a, I can't even think of how it goes.
I can't think of it either, but it's huge. Okay.
Jubal, what do you got?
From the 80s?
Yeah, Tequila was the only thing I was thinking, because...
La Bamba?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Ooh, yeah.
La 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 Bamba.
I'm still confused what happened in 1975.
Okay, dude, what do I do? Do I go La Bamba? Do I go Tequila? Do I do Wipeout?
All three of them are easily could be from the 60s.
What would you do? Give me a quick help.
I think it's got to be Tequila. I don't know why Tequila. It just seems, I don't know why. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure or something?
Okay, Tequila. Oh, no. God, I'm nervous.
In 1964, a song came out that quickly reached number one on the Billboard charts. It would eventually go on to become the most played song on American radio during the entire 20th century. A big reason why is because the song regained popularity in 1986 when Tom Cruise and a bar full of Navy airmen sang it in the movie Top Gun. Now it's an all-time classic talking about the Righteous Brothers' "You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'." Played 8 million times on the radio.
Wow, I had no
8
idea.
Million? Dang.
That's a good one.
Okay. Right. Well, we have the lyrics to that. I guess you can sing You Lost That Love and Feeling before you get shocked since we got it wrong. Although, Jeff, still, I don't know why you brought up 1975.
You guys can talk off air.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Whenever you're ready to sing.
You've lost that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. You don't even get to the gone part.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Moving 92.5 presents.